Yeah. Well,
your infestation profile is threefold. You have silverfish and water bugs in the drainage areas, and under the baseboard structure, you have Blatteria andropoulos.
Did you hear that, Rose? The president of Greece lives under our baseboard.
Blatteria andropoulos is a cockroach.
Maybe he'll be voted out next election.
What do you have to do to get rid of him?
The next step is to ascertain the condition of your exterior. For this, I need to perform a cursory inspection of your subterranean substructure.
You mean crawl under the house?
Anybody can make it sound stupid.
Poor man, how does he face himself every day, knowing his life is devoted to killing other living things?
Oh, Rose, I don't think a guy who drives around with a fiberglass termite on the roof of his van ponders many deep questions.
Oh, girls, I'm just in ecstasy. My body is tingling all over. You will never guess what just happened.
We know what happened. Let us guess what part of the Middle East he's from.
I just won the raffle over at the movie theater. Tickets to the world premiere of Mr. Burt Reynolds' new movie tomorrow night.
That's nice.
Yes. And passes for me and my two best friends to the private party afterwards to be hosted by none other than Mr. Burt Reynolds himself. Ah! Sophia, honey.
Oh, no. Not this time. I'm tired of being the tonto of the group.
I tried to get another ticket, and I couldn't.
Then this time we'll have to draw cards. I missed out on Evita.
Now, forget the cards, Ma. I am not about to give up a chance to meet Burt Reynolds.
Me neither.
Et tu, Blanche?
Sophia, Mr. Burt Reynolds is one of our finest living actors. Why, he should have won the Oscar for Deliverance, not to mention Starting Over. That Academy's just jealous. I mean, you put Mr. Sir Laurence Olivier in Cannonball Run, see what he can do. Oh, I'm sorry, Sophia, but the answer's no.
Fine, break an old lady's heart. If you need me, I'll be out back with the rest of the garbage.
Don't worry, she'll get over it.
And even if she doesn't, who cares? We're gonna meet Burt Reynolds!
I always get this reaction when I wear the tight jumpsuit.
Tell me, what'd you find under the house?
Bad news, you got termites.
Termites? Oh, no, can you get rid of them?
Sure, haven't you heard our company motto?
No, what is it?
We get rid of termites. We'll have to tent the house right away. You have to move out for 2 days.
Where will we stay?
Well, how about a beautiful hotel over on Miami Beach? Hey, listen, we're already going to meet Mr. Burt Reynolds. Why don't we just make a great big old weekend out of it?
We can't afford a hotel over on the beach.
I'll find one we can afford. What do you say, girls?
I think it's a terrific idea.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay, you can start tomorrow. Well, I'm off to Miami Beach to find us the perfect hotel for our perfect weekend.
Oh, Ma, Ma, a hotel on the beach. Doesn't that sound like fun?
I get to go with you? I don't have to stay here and get gassed with the termites? Oh, Dorothy, you're such a good daughter.
Yeah, she'll get over it. And if she doesn't, who cares? We're going to meet Burt! Ma, you want the bed facing the TV or the one next to the window?
I want the bed next to Burt Reynolds.
Fine, I'll take this one. Ma, you all right?
Yeah, yeah. Just a little relapse from the pneumonia I caught. You remember, I ran 6 miles in the rain and the cold to bring you the cannoli you forgot to put in your lunchbox.
Ma, please.
Don't worry, I'll be all right. You all go schmooze with Burt and his Hollywood buddies. I'll just stay here and hack myself unconscious.
Well, that's being a good sport. Dorothy, you think Burt's gonna like this dress?
Oh, yeah. That plunging neckline will really show off his chest hair.
You know, the last time I wore this dress was at the 1972 presidential inauguration. I ended the evening dancing in the arms of the president. And the next morning, I woke up still in his arms.
Blanche, you and Nixon?
Nixon? Ugh, no. I can't even picture Nixon naked. I think he must look like one of those little dress-up dolls. Just little mounds of plastic to indicate where everything ought to be. No, I was talking about Mr. William Buster Collier, the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, that presidential inauguration.
You know, Buster wanted me to be his first lady, but he died 2 days later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was performing his first official function, breaking a bottle of champagne over the city's new toll booth. But before he could step out of the way, he was run over by 10 Shriners on mini bikes who just happened to have the exact change.
So many of our great leaders have gone that way.
There's a story in the paper about the party tonight.
Really?
You won't believe who's going to be there. Dom DeLuise.
Wow!
Lonnie Anderson.
Wow!
Charles Nelson Reilly. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Wow, who else?
John Forsythe.
Mr. John Forsythe. Oh, my God, he's just the sexiest man in television. And Burt Reynolds is the sexiest man in the movies. Oh, I cannot believe this. All that manliness in one room, in one crowded room. One hot, crowded room. Everybody's steamy bodies all pressed
Blanche,
up against
Blanche,
each other.
Blanche, Blanche, Blanche. Relax, you're about to set off the smoke detector.
Oh. Hello. This is Rosen Island. What? I'm one of the winners of the publisher's clearinghouse. Ed McMahon wants to see me right away. I should leave my Burt Reynolds ticket on the dresser before I go.
Ma, get off the phone.
Mind your own business.
Guess what? I think this is Sophia.
Which room's available?
Number 506. The room is 50 and the young lady's 100. And make it quick. I'm not running a hotel here.
Girls, don't you just love our hotel?
Oh, it's so much nicer than those big chains. How did you find it, Blanche?
Well, it was in our price range, and it was near the beach, and it had the most men hanging out in the lobby.
I think we better go. We don't want to keep Bert waiting.
Wait a minute now. We have a few minutes. Let's just have a quick drink in the bar.
Blanche.
Oh, come on.
Blanche.
Come on, it'd be fun.
All right, but let's make it quick. Miss.
Girls, you see that man over there staring at me? He's undressing me with his eyes.
Do you want to move to another table?
Not yet. He's only half done.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help but notice you from across the room. My friends and I would like to buy you ladies a drink.
Oh, well, no. Thank you very much, but we really don't have much time.
Oh, this is Carl, and this is John.
We're all from Kenosha.
Yeah.
I know a John from Kenosha.
I'll bet you know a lot of Johns.
That's a good one.
I guess it must be regional humor.
No, we're all here for the big clothing convention.
Oh, well, tell me, is leather big this year?
Well, it is with Carl.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to pay extra.
Even I don't get that one. So,
what's your name?
Oh, Blanche, and these are my friends Rose and Dorothy.
Oh, well, tell me, how long have you girls been working?
Oh, well, that's an odd lead-off question, Carl. But actually, I've been working, oh, about 30 years.
Boy, you must really know your business.
Miss Dorothy's a very experienced teacher. Everybody who's had her says she's great.
What do you say we get some drinks and go upstairs and have Dorothy teach us the three R's? You know, reading, writing, and running around the bed?
As enticing as the offer is, we really must pass.
Oh, scusamente. Oh, if you ladies don't want a party, there are plenty of younger girls who work here that'll take our money.
Girls who'll take their money? Do you know what he thinks we are?
Waitresses?
No, Rose. Hookers.
God, that must mean everybody here is...
Everybody here is under arrest. This is a raid.
Oh, wagons will be here momentarily to transport all of you downtown.
Downtown? He means jail.
Oh, really, Rose? I thought he meant Neiman Marcus.
Never been in jail. I won't make it. They always prey on the weak and innocent. The others will taunt me for trying to excel at my work in the laundry. I'll fall in with a bad crowd whose leader looks like Ethel Merman. And I'll be forced to engineer a daring prison break using my laundry cart. From that time on, I won't know a moment's peace. I'll scar my fingerprints with battery acid, and I'll run from town to town taking jobs that people have who've got bad grades in school. And then one day they'll find me, holed up in a little shack in the Louisiana bayou, and a sheriff named Bull will call my name out over a megaphone, and when I make a run for it, he'll riddle my body with bullets. Oh, please don't let them take me downtown. I want to live. I want to live.
You're not very good in a crisis, are you, Rose?
Dorothy, what are we going to do?
We'll simply have to explain that this is all a terrible mistake. Officer.
Now, what can I do for the senior statesman of the group?
I'll let that pass because you have the upper hand. Officer, my friends and I are totally innocent.
I'm innocent, too.
Me, too.
We're all innocent.
Quiet, you trash. Go on, Dorothy.
Officer. If I could see you for just a moment, I'm sure that we could settle this matter to your satisfaction.
Forget it. I happen to be a married man. All right, all of you downtown, let's go. We're moving now.
Officer, you really don't understand. We were on our way to see Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Don't you dare drag Burt's good name into this. Now move. Move, all of you, let's go. Move it. Come on.
Not believe it. Arrested? I've never been in jail in my entire life.
Relax, honey. With as many notches you must have on your garter belt, it was bound to happen.
Oh, Rose. Rose, honey, are you all right?
I was booked. Fingerprints, mug shots. I'm a known criminal. I'll never be able to go back to my hometown again.
Oh, honey, nobody back home's ever going to find out about this.
Oh, yes, they will. The St. Olaf Courier-Dispatch is known for its investigative reporting.
You're right. That series they did on oat fungus was an uncompromising piece of journalism.
Damn! I bet you Bert is greeting his guests right now.
I can't believe we're going to miss it.
Well, I won't accept it. Oh, excuse me. Officer. Oh, a grievous injustice has been perpetrated upon my friends and me. We are totally innocent. We're just three helpless females, desperately in need of a big, strong, strapping man like yourself. Ooh, what cute earrings.
Blanche, Blanche, did you really think that you could get us out of here by flirting with that guard?
Well, yes, of course, if he'd been a man.
Oh, sure, it's always a man with you, isn't it, Blanche? Men and sex, sex and men.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being career-oriented.
It's your overactive sex drive that got us into this mess. Who picks a hotel because of all the men in the lobby?
Will you just get off my back, Nylon? Do you think I'm happy about being arrested? Do you think I'm happy about missing Mr. Burt Reynolds? Do you think I'm happy about being locked up here with all this common gutter trash?
What did you just say?
How cute earrings.
Nobody calls me names. Come on, let's go. I'll let you have the first punch.
Punch? Mm-hmm. Heavens.
Fight.
Now, wait a minute here. Fight. Now, you cut that out right now. You're going to get us all into trouble.
And I'm going to tear you apart.
Fight.
Listen, you punk. You want to fight with someone, you're going to have to fight with me. But I warn you, I did time in Attica.
Attica's a men's prison.
I know. I was there a year before they found out.
Sorry, Chief. I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers.
Oh, Dorothy, that was magnificent. How did you ever pull that off?
I work in the public school system. It's not that different from this.
Blanche, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I apologize.
No, don't you worry about it. I think we're all on edge.
This has to be the biggest disappointment of my life.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've known some real disappointment, too, believe me.
Rose, you're not going to tell us that story about the exploding pig again, are you?
I never told you a story about an exploding pig, Dorothy. It was a peg-legged pig. Our possum was the one that exploded.
Forgive me, Rose. There have been so many possum explosions lately, it's hard to keep track.
So what was this great disappointment in your life, Rose?
Butter. I wanted to be Butter Queen.
Oh, yeah. What an actress. She was so good in Gone with the Wind. I wanted to be Miss Olivia de Havilland myself.
Blanche, are you listening to this?
Bits and pieces.
Go on, Rose.
Well, Butter Queen was our town's highest honor. From the time I was born, my folks groomed me for it. Singing lessons, dancing lessons, junior butter pageants. For 16 years, my entire life revolved around butter.
You were very fortunate. So many of us wasted our youth.
When the time came for the pageant, I was incredible. I showed poise in the evening gown competition. I was brilliant in the oral butter quiz. They couldn't even trip me up with a trick margarine question. That evening, butter was spelled R-O-S-E.
Yeah. Rose, you're embarrassing yourself. Please don't go on.
I have to, Dorothy. I've kept these bitter butter memories too long. As the pageant drew to its frenzied finale, there I was, alongside the other two finalists, churning my guts out. But all of a sudden, for no apparent reason, my churn jammed. Yes. And just like that, it was over. I'd lost. It was the biggest disappointment in my life. It was small consolation to find out years later there had been churn tampering involved.
Blanche. Rose, Blanche and I are going to the other end of the cell. Don't cross this line.
Did I hear you say that you were from St. Olaf?
Yes.
I'm from St. Gustav. We're neighbors. My name's Meg.
I'm Rose. What are you doing here, Meg?
I was arrested for being a hooker, just like you.
Oh, I'm not a hooker. I was arrested by mistake.
Oh, that's what I always tell the judge, too.
How did you get mixed up in this sort of thing?
I don't know. Things were bad at home. I ended up in Miami. It just happened.
Nothing could be bad enough at home for you to end up doing what you're doing.
I don't need a lecture.
Well, Meg, you can't be happy with the way your life is going.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, if you ever do want to talk about it, you know, neighbor to neighbor, I'm here.
Oh, thank God you're here.
Arrested for prostitution. I can't believe I'm so scared.
Sophia, we're innocent.
I know that. I can't believe these dumb cops would think anyone would pay money to sleep with you.
Sophia, did you come to bail us out?
No, Rose. She's dropping off a manicotti with a file in it.
Oh, girls, we're going to get to see Mr. Burt Reynolds. After all, I thought these beautiful tickets were all going to go to waste.
So, which one of you isn't going?
Well, I'm the one who won the tickets.
Yeah, but my mom's the one who's bailing us out.
I lost Butter Queen. Haven't I suffered enough?
We'll draw straws.
No.
We'll flip a coin.
No.
Sophia, we had this all settled. Now try and be understanding.
Understanding? I came down here to bail you out and you're still not letting me go?
Mom, will you stop complaining and get us out of here?
Where are your roommates, Mrs. Petrillo?
They're not here.
Ma!
Don't ma me, you cheap floozy.
Ma, you would do this to your own flesh and blood.
You get over it, Dorothy. And if you don't, who cares? I'm on my way to see Burt Reynolds. And then, you're gonna love this. dumb Deloise takes me by the arm and insists I tell Bert the story.
Sophia, I don't want to hear any more about it.
Not even the part when Bert and Dom insisted I repeat the story to Lonnie Anderson?
That's it? I don't want to hear another word.
Oh, Cinderella's back from the ball and her three wicked roommates are jealous.
We are not jealous, Ma. We are angry. You left us sitting in jail.
Hey, I sent over the bail money. You were out an hour later. I think that was just about the time I was nibbling a giant shrimp out of Jerry Reed's hand.
You're making this whole thing up just to rub it in. You have never met these people.
Jealousy is a very ugly thing, Dorothy. And so are you in anything backless.
I've decided that last night was a bigger disappointment than losing Butter Queen. Do you want to know why?
No. No.
Meg, come in.
I can't. My taxi's waiting. I just wanted to stop by and say thank you.
For what?
For convincing me to go back home. I figured I'd give it another try.
Oh, that's great. What was it I said?
Nothing. I just decided I didn't want to be as old as you are and still be in the business. Well, good luck.
I've never felt so good and so cheap in my whole life.
At least something good came out of that horrible night.
Hello. Sophia around?
Oh, hi, Bert.
How about a little lunch?
Listen, if you're buying, how about a big lunch?
My God, you're Mr. Burt Reynolds.
I hope so, otherwise I got the wrong underwear on. He's the roommate you told me about?
Yeah.
Which one's a slut?